I want to try something this morning. Ask you to take a moment
to move.
To notice your body. To notice how you are feeling this morning. Maybe notice how you felt waking up this morning. Notice maybe a pain that wasn't there a few years ago. A stiffness that has cropped up. Notice how maybe some things you do slower now than you used to. Notice how some things you need to take more care. Notice your hands. Notice that the world has started to make them rougher than the day you were born. If you have felt the hands of a newborn, you'll notice the difference. They don't have quite the same smoothness as they might have at one point. Maybe notice a scar you have somewhere on your body. And remember what incident gave you that scar. I was thinking about this week earlier. I remember I have scars that remind me that when I was young I had chicken pox. I don't remember that, but the scar certainly remembers that. I have a scar on my knee for that time I fell off my bike when I was young, and I remember that one, and I have the scar to help me remember it. I have a scar from the time I tried to use a pair of scissors to open up a VHS tape. Maybe not the smartest thing I had done when I was younger, but the scars there to prove I did it. Our bodies are living testaments that we have been alive in this world, that we have been doing things. Nobody put us in a nice vat to keep us fresh. We're not in the crisper in the fridge to make sure that we are just as fresh when we're pulled out of this world. Our bodies have written on them the testimony that we have been alive in this world. Things hurt now that didn't hurt before. I think we all can say that. Things creak and groan in ways maybe they never used to. You know, the strangest thing is, I think that's probably true of the body that Jesus had in the resurrection. I know a lot of times when we think of resurrection, it's that body bathed in light, coming out of that tomb perfect again. And maybe when we think when we get to heaven, we will be perfect again too. And I gotta tell you, there's been a lot of debate about that. How old are you when you get to heaven? Do you get the body you had as a 20-year-old again, or do you get stuck with whatever you ended up with? I can't answer that question, but I can say that I think that we continue to wear the wounds of this world. Because when Jesus came back and he started showing off the wounds that he was wearing. Look at the scars of the cross. Look at the holes they have left in my hand. Look at the spear that pierced my side. Look at the wound that was left there. Look at the marks of my life amongst you. Keep thinking, why does Jesus come back in anything but a perfect body? Why doesn't he come back fully whole? Why is it his skin smooth to the touch again, as it was in Bethlehem so long ago? Well, maybe Jesus couldn't. Maybe that's not something Jesus could control. I don't think that's it, though. Jesus turns water into wine. That's got to be harder than just fixing the holes in your hand. Maybe Jesus needed it as proof. Maybe it's proof that the resurrection is real, that he did die and was resurrected. That this isn't a ghost walking around. Jesus proves that in a whole lot of other ways. Jesus spends almost his whole time after the resurrection eating. I've noticed that too. Jesus eats with the people on the road to Emmaus. He breaks bread with them. He eats when he shows up to the disciples. He has some broiled fish. He eats when he meets Peter by the lakeside. Jesus just keeps eating. I don't think ghosts need to keep eating. I kind of think Jesus comes back with those wounds, with those scars, with those holes in his body as a reminder to us that there is a blessing in wearing the wounds of this world. Growing up, I often heard the word Sunday best. I was told to make sure I wore my Sunday best. Because if I didn't, I had a member of my family who had an iron-gripped fist that would grab my knee just to make sure that the next time I came in, I would be wearing my Sunday best. We do that with more than just the things that we wear. We do that with our bodies themselves. We do that with our woundedness. We put on a good face, a brave face, a face that says that we're okay. A lot of times we try to cover up just how wounded we have become from living in this world. I've got a tube of scar cream over at home because someone I live with wants to make sure that the scars fade so we don't see them anymore. I saw anti-aging cream the other day for sale that promised to take 10 years off your appearance. I mean, yeah, thinking if I put that in a 9-year-old, do they disappear? We do a lot to make sure other people can't see some of the wounds that we wear. And some of the spiritual wounds, some of the emotional wounds, some of the wounds that aren't visible on the outside, we do a really good job of covering those up and making sure that at certain times with certain people we just don't show. How are you doing today? Oh, I'm doing fine. How many times is that actually the truth? Now, I noticed myself doing that the other day. I was going out to dinner with a friend of mine and we hadn't seen each other for a few months and he asks how I'm doing. I say, I'm doing fine. He says, how are you really doing? I say, whoops, my bad. Not doing as fine as I had imagined. And here's the kicker. I was practicing saying I'm not doing fine. But when he comes up to me, how are you doing? Of course, I say, I'm doing fine. We all tend to start covering up some of those times when we're not doing all right. Not Jesus, though. Jesus comes back and he goes amongst his disciples and say, look at the wounds that have been left on my body. Remember how much it hurt. Remember how much it hurt you. Remember how much it must have hurt when they took me away. Remember how much it hurt when you were hiding in the night. Remember how much it hurt when you thought you would never see me again. Remember that pain. Don't cover it up. Don't hide it from the world. Let the world know that it's okay to hurt. It's okay to be in pain. It's okay to show the scars that you have from that. Because those wounds, those scars, those things you are trying to cover up, that is your testimony. That is evidence that you have been living in this world. That you haven't just shut yourself away and protected yourself, but that you have been in this world alive, doing my will. We have this image of the line getting into heaven and being surrounded by people who are bearing all sorts of wounds from this world, and I go there looking fairly fresh and new, and it kind of terrifies me a little bit. Maybe I haven't gotten enough wounds from this world, enough wounds from my walk with Christ. If you look at some of the imagery from the early days of the church, the days when Christians were being martyred left and right, you will see the images of these martyrs. And in the background, or sometimes in the foreground, you will see an image of how they were martyred. You'll see St. Peter depicted with the upside down cross that he was martyred on. You'll see Andrew imaged with the X, the St. Andrew's cross that he was martyred on. You'll see John imaged with the axe that took his head off. Maybe it's a blessing to show the wounds that we wear. Maybe it's a blessing that we are marked in a way to be recognized. I've been carrying a receipt around with me today. A piece of paper that is marked to let somebody know where I was, what I was doing, what I was buying. Shows me where it came from, and if I need to return it, shows me where to bring it. Maybe we are marked kind of like a receipt. Maybe the wounds we are wearing mark us in a way that let us know where exactly we came from and where we are going. Maybe they tell us how much we are worth to a God who went through all of that before us, who was marked by this world long before we ever drew breath, who was marked by this world and felt it appropriate to keep wearing those marks, evidence that his life was well lived for our sake. Is your life well lived for his? Are you bearing the marks of a life well lived for the sake of the kingdom of God? So tomorrow morning when you wake up and you notice something hurting that had hurt yesterday, then you go a little slower when you notice more roughness to your skin. Maybe those aren't our bodies failing us, maybe those are just the marks of a life being lived for the sake of Jesus Christ. Let's be in prayer together. Lord God, help us to wear the wounds of this world, not with shame, not by trying to cover them up, but with absolute pride, knowing that you placed us in this world, that you went through all the torment we could imagine, that you bear the marks of suffering, and they do not shame you, but rather you take those marks and you turn them into a testimony. You remind us that that which once killed us, now predicts life everlasting. Amen.